item 10 from Corporation Counsel recommending back wages payment in the amount of $15,000 to Wilfredo Rivera, a payment of $6,500 by the Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation to the Previant Law Firm SC for attorney's fees, and the promotion of Mr. Rivera and his assignment to a vacant technical specialist level 4 position at step 1 of the pay range in settlement of Wilfredo Rivera v. Milwaukee County, Eastern District Case Number 13CV1156.
Thank you. Attorney Grady?
Mr. Chairman, Attorney Chris Hansen is here with us. He's from the Lindner and Marzak firm, same firm that Al Levy and Oyvind Wistern work for, who you've seen before the committee in the past. I don't know if Mr. Hansen's been in front of this committee or not, but he is the attorney who handled this case through the mutual and has negotiated this settlement, so he is the one most intimately familiar with it. I drafted the memo for the county board's consideration, but he has seen it and approved it. So I think questions probably are better directed to him if you have any.
Okay. All right. Attorney Hansen, welcome. I don't believe we've ever met or that I've seen you here before. So.
We have not, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Well, welcome. If you want to give us is there anything you want to add to the report or that you might summarize for us? Oh, we have a question off the bat.
You know what, Mr. Chairman, if I may, and if there's questions, I'm going to move approval. I think that most of us, we're disgusted. Well, I'll speak for myself. Disgusted with this. I mean, it's pretty hard and fast, and so we're going to have to, in essence, suck it up. And so I'm going to move approval. But if my colleagues have questions for Attorney Hansen, then it's fine. But
Supervisor Stetskounis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You may or may not know the answer to this, but this fella that's getting promoted, Mr. Rivera, is he qualified for this promotion?
Well, since the case is pending and we're in open session,
All right.
I will say that it is a the allegation is that he is, and it is it's a fair question. Based upon everything that I've seen, the interviews I've conducted, it would seem to me that the allegation or the defense put forward by the county would be that the individual that was hired was better qualified, not necessarily that Mr. Rivera wasn't qualified.
I guess I just want to make sure we're not settling this lawsuit by promoting an individual who's not qualified to be promoted in order to settle the lawsuit.
And I appreciate that. And from the information that I've obtained from the relevant personnel at the airport, there does not appear to be any issue with Mr. Rivera moving into this position. And I would add that one of the allegations is that Mr. Rivera has essentially been performing these functions all along. And so that's one of the questions that would ultimately be answered would the litigation go forward.
And then maybe for Mr. Grady, I mean, the allegation, I guess, is based upon the fact that three white people interviewed a white guy for the job and then a Latino for the job, and so that's sort of the gist of what I'm getting from what I'm reading. Have we changed our policies and procedures at all so that there's more of a racial mix when we do this interviewing? Because if this is really the whole genesis of the lawsuit, I mean, it would seem to me that any time we have three white people interview, or whatever the race is, you have three black people interview a white guy and a black guy, and the black guy gets the job, now the white guy's got a lawsuit. I mean, have we remixed the cards at all when we do these interviews?
Mr. Chairman, I would say a couple of things, and I'd like Mr. Hansen's point of view as well. My secondhand perception of this lawsuit is that although that is the initial claim, essentially, that three white guys interviewed me, Mr. Rivera, and another white guy and hired the white guy, I think the real, in my mind, more difficult issue for the county is not that allegation. it's the allegation of what happened after the promotion, and that was essentially that the manager, who then supervised Mr. Rivera and the other individual, continued to treat them as equals even after the promotion. And that's the allegation, and it's the allegation that I think is actually more difficult for us to that creates more potential liability for us than the actual hiring decision is sort of my reaction. You know, you've got basically following the hire, Mr. Rivera continued to do the same job as the other guy who was promoted, and that the manager made no distinction between them in terms of the duties he gave them. And so I actually think that the real focus of this case is not so much the hiring as the post-hiring process. And clearly, you know, there's supposed to be a meaningful difference between people who are in different jobs and different pay ranges. And, you know, someone who is making less is presumably the reason they're making less is they have less responsibilities, less duties, less discretion, whatever it happens to be. And so the supervisor who is involved both in the hiring and in the subsequent supervision has since retired, and so he's not with us anymore. And I think that what this settlement recognizes or does is recognize what's been the de facto practice in the airport in this area since that promotion. So I'm not sure that's a direct answer to your question. I'm pretty sure it's not, but I think it's the answer to the question. But Mr.
All right. Further question? No further questions. Motion is move for.
Mark made that already.
Yeah. Supervisor Borkowski has moved approval.
I can defer.
No.
There's a bonus for people that have. Yeah.
on adoption.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excused.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Brainy.
Aye.
Seth Kunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
All right, thank you. And I'll just note on that one, since that was a mutual one, I have asked that the mutual come, risk management is going to bring in the mutual for next cycle to give a little. We've often had a lot of discussion over how the mutual relationship works with the deductible, and you know the reports regularly say the mutual covers it, but it's really coming from what we've advanced. And
cool. Mm-hmm.
I think people would like to understand that. I know I need to understand it better. So, all right, item 11.
Thank you.
Thank you.